Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the Rock and Wrestling Podcast. My name is Tyler Black. I'm joined, as always, by my nigga and your nigga, the world's sexiest killing machine and the world's finest dishwasher, Big Nigger James.
Too sweet, man. Hoots there.
Oh, hold on. B-double-L in this building.
Oh, B-double-L's.
Crack a beer, take off your pants, skis. Listen to motherfucking rock and wrestling, goddammit.
Mm-hmm. How you been, man?
I've been good, Jim. How are you?
Good. I'm good, man. I'm good.
I haven't seen you.
Things going good at work. I know, man. I
didn't record anything, just like, life happens. It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Myman's off the rails again, just like,
yeah. Well, I think I could put it out there. I don't know if you saw it on Twitter or not, but his good lady wife Mary is pregnant.
What? I didn't see that shit on Twitter.
Yep, our Myman Fishbomb's gonna be a daddy.
Myman got one through the fences.
Yep, yeah, first try. She had went off her birth control first try. Boom, hit it.
God damn, his boys can swim.
One take, Myman.
Swig a Baja Bleezy for the new fish bomb in the building. Mm. Little baby Millhouse.
Yeah. So this was a couple weeks ago. She had a doctor's appointment for just something else, and then fucking found out she was pregnant. Went to Brian was at the restaurant working that night, and he picked up a shift and. She called the restaurant and told the bartender to just have him walk outside. And he was like, well, that's weird that she didn't just call my phone. What the fuck is wrong with her? You know, and so he goes outside and she's standing there with like a pink balloon and a blue balloon and something else or whatever. I can't remember, but it was just, yeah. So to kind of let them know they're pregnant. So
that's a long way to go to say, hey, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, well,
he was going to get home soon. You could have the pink balloons at the house.
That's like something that, you know, you can't wait to fucking tell somebody about, especially your spouse, you know. But I'm happy for him, so.
Yeah,
congrats.
Good job.
Good job.
Now you have someone you can influence baseball and heavy metal and punk rock, too, so they're not listening to the shitty music or... watching, I don't know, what sports is Miami not like? Basketball?
Basketball, soccer. I think that's it, really.
Okay.
Yeah. Like
but he'll still watch basketball and commentate on that shit. Like,
yeah, he'll watch basketball just to, like, fucking be mad at it. Just for something to fucking bitch about on Twitter.
Like, it's totally different than any other sport ever. It's like there's balls and dudes.
Yeah, but basketball is just kind of like, I don't know, over here, they're over here, they're over here, and it's like that constantly, and it's tedious to watch. It really is.
All sports is tedious to watch because it's like they're over here, and they're over here, and they're throwing a ball, and then they're running with the ball, and then they're throwing it.
I like watching baseball. Because I used to play, like, literally like machine pitch when I was like in elementary school and shit. And I liked baseball like all the way up until like probably middle school when I found wrestling found wrestling and comics. And
I was gonna say and fat.
And fat. So I just kind of didn't. Well, shit, Babe Ruth. Dude, you ought to see the fucking fat motherfuckers playing baseball.
It's the fat man sport.
Oh my God. But so I just kind of like fell out of it. But then just in the last like 3 or 4 years, I've just kind of started actually liking it.
You're a bandwagon jumper. You can admit it.
Yeah, well, yeah. Why not?
Once, because I used to go to fucking Royals games and rap hot dogs, and no one was there. It was like 8 people, and 2 of them were probably my men.
No, I was jumped, dude. I fucking was like casual, and then like you know, and then shit just like. Popped off and shit. They started getting actually fucking signing good players and a good coach. And it's like, what the fuck is going on here? But so, But it's good.
Who do you think will win in a fight between the Kansas City Royals Lion and New Japan's Zippy the Lion?
Between Slugger and Zippy. well, I don't know. I'll probably say, shit, I don't know. Slugger's cut. That costume is like, costume's got biceps and shit.
Yeah, but Zippy has fighting spirit.
Zippy has fighting spirit, and he's from New Japan. I'd probably put my money on Zippy, more than likely.
Probably hit fucking Slugger with a sling blade or some shit.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
And like Slugger's royalty, so they're not used to getting their hands dirty.
I would pay
money. Those are all glamour muscles.
Yeah. They're like fucking like Ryback muscles or something.
Not functional at all.
Not functional and not strong at all.
So, speaking of New Japan had a show this weekend. Did you watch it?
I got through part of it Monday and then left the house to just fuck around because it was my day off.
See, I was kind of counting on you to watch it because I watched the first half. And then I went to go see Against Me on Sunday night. And that was awesome. But it's like I was watching like the opening bands while watching Money in the Bank because Money in the Bank was going on at the same time. It's like I double booked myself. So like this weekend, it was like New Japan, then Money in the Bank and Against Me.
Yeah.
Like, I watched up until the Kenny Omega match and I didn't see the finish of it.
Yeah, I know the finish of at least two of them, but I haven't watched.
All the titles change hands except Kushida's.
Really?
Yeah, every time.
So Okada got the title back, huh?
Okada got the belt back.
That's dope.
Yeah, Young Bucks got their fifth junior tag title.
Yeah, I saw that. They
were doing the Booker T. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Briscoe Brothers, tag champions.
Briscoe, yeah. I didn't even know that happened. And I was on Facebook today. I follow ROH on Facebook, and sometimes they'll post promos and shit on their Facebook. And they had one of Jay Briscoe from the fucking chicken farm in Sandy Fork, Delaware. And he walked up to this fucking trailer hitched on the back of a truck, and he like moved something because he was like, he was doing something. He moved something. He's like, oh, look at this. It's the tag team titles. And just like, I don't know, it just like went off like that. I was like, oh, no shit. They fucking won. That's awesome.
Yeah.
They beat God. I love that girl. Is it this? I never even thought of that. That's great.
Yeah. They got the new fucking shirts that have God on the back. Fucking your boy Yujiro is rocking it.
Oh, no shit. That's awesome. My boy Yujiro.
Yujiro has the best fucking theme in fucking New Japan because it's like a cross between Val Venus and Rick Martel. There's fucking porno music and shit.
He does come out with that fucking like hot ass Asian broad in the fucking fatigue. God damn. Oh man.
When the camera's always up her ass.
Yes.
Not even on her ass. It's fucking deep inside of her ass.
Yes. Yes. Fucking Japan is perverse.
If she farted, there would be a smudge on the camera. That's how close that camera is to her ass. I remember when Maria was in New Japan, and I was watching one of the shows at work when I was working at Samsung, and I was helping a customer doing whatever the fuck, activating the phone or something, and I had my phone sitting in front of me, tilted up like this, and people were walking behind me like Best Buy people. And they were like, what the fuck are you watching? And I looked down and fucking the Kingdom's coming out and the camera's just deep in Maria's tits and deep in her ass. It's like, not even subtle. Like, this is what you're here for.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. She got her ass, man. Like, I'll co-sign on that.
And she's not afraid to let it hang out.
Oh, no, yeah. That's crystal clear. Hey, so I heard this weekend is Roderick Strong's last weekend with ROH. Yep. Is he going to NXT or is he going somewhere else?
We don't know. He hasn't signed anything with NXT, so I hope he goes to NXT because I want to see fucking Generation X reunite.
Yes.
Could you imagine Aries and Strong against fucking the tag champs?
Oh man. I guess either fucking The Revival or fucking American Alpha, dude. Like,
I don't know why I thought American Alpha was still the champions. My bad. So yeah, I think American
Alpha. Dude, how about that fucking match, man?
Yeah.
That match blew my shit away on that fucking pay-per-view. Oh my God. It's like the best tag team match I've seen in that company in years.
Oh yeah.
Years and years. Like, that was a match that, like, even, like, I mean, Aries and Nakamura was beautiful, obviously. Oh, yeah. But
so
like,
fucking still, good.
But that tag team match, man, like, I don't know, like, that fucking made that show for me. I think it was like, it was good that that match happened and got that crowd so high, because the rest of the show, they were unglued for everything. So,
it was great. Nia Jax.
Except Nia Jax. I like Nia Jax. I don't know if anybody else doesn't like her. I
think she's okay. She's
still working. Green. Yeah.
Very, very green.
She's still working.
She needs to figure out the best way to work with her size.
Yeah.
Like, learn how to work giant style, because she's going to be bigger than everyone.
Yeah. You know,
she needs to hang out with Kevin Nash and learn how to work like a giant.
Right. She needs to, like, Nash or Big Show or Vader. Because I kind of see her as, like, the girl Vader for the women's division. Like, she's their fucking beast, you know?
Yeah.
But
she only has, like, two moves.
Right. Although, like, even though she's, like, just using the leg drop, I can actually believe it more as a finisher coming from her than I can from Hogan. So it's like...
Oh, Hogan.
You ridiculously rich motherfucker.
So was there an opening ceremony for the Cruiserweight Classic on the network? Because I see a fucking torrent for this shit online.
It's there. I really don't know.
They've added more nitros to the network, by the way.
Oh, did they? So
I'm deep in fucking Vince Russo territory, just reminiscing about how bad it was.
So they're almost like through all of them. They've almost got all of them up
there. They got a lot of them up. It's not all of them, but a lot of the 99, 2000 stuff just got put up. Like, they put it up, some of it up a few weeks ago, but they left like a bunch out of, like, they'll put some, skip a couple of weeks. I'm like, why the fuck are you skipping weeks? Chris Benoit's not even here anymore.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like, they took out like some crucial Chris Benoit stuff, because like they were like, oh, we'll just leave him in. But like, do you remember when the Radicals first came in 2000 and they did the SmackDown where all of them had a match to see if they are good enough to be in the company or whatever the fuck?
Yeah.
And Benoit wrestled Triple H in the main event. That SmackDown's out on the network.
Really?
Yeah, it skips that week. And that was a fucking really good match.
That's shitty. So it's like, okay, like, go ahead and, like, obviously he did a horrible thing.
Right.
But just fucking leave. Just don't mention him in, like, in the description of the episode. Just fucking leave it in, you know? We already know he was there, you know? We're fine with it. You don't need to protect us from him anymore. He's dead.
We're not going to get upset.
Yeah. It's been years now since that happened.
I honestly don't give too many fucks. It's like, I get it. A lot of people are made uncomfortable by it, but that's their fault, because they're fucking, what do you say, piss babies?
Yeah, piss babies. Yeah. Yep. Straight up piss babies.
Let me see. Say some shit for 35 seconds.
Work was pretty good. Oh man, when you sent me that picture of the Cruiserweight Classic and Ibushi just fucking standing there front and center.
Hell,
I'm glad I was outside, because I audibly fucking squealed like a fucking girl.
Why,
it was fantastic.
Why did you scream like a girl?
Because it was fucking Ibushi, and he's there in WWE, and it's like, ow, fucking Ibushi.
Boosh.
Boosh.
God damn it.
Ibushi.
Fucking Kota Ibushi.
Kota Ibushi is going to light that shit
up. Dude, he has to win the shit.
Oh, he's like, got to, man.
Like, did you see the lineup for all the guys, all the names and shit?
I still don't. No, I have not seen anything.
Tajiri's in it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Tajiri, fucking Brian Kendrick.
Now, I've seen a picture of Tajiri with Regal at the at the Performance Center. I saw Kendrick at the Performance Center for the Cruiserweight thing today on Twitter, I think. And I thought he was a trainer there anyway.
Right.
So
nope, they're in. Both of them are in.
That's fucking awesome. I saw Gargano.
Of course, Johnny Gargano's in. Yeah. Let me see if I can find a list of all the participants. Cruiserweight Classic. Let me see. Someone put bracket. Alright, the 2006 Cruiserweight Classic. Alright, participants. Akira Tozawa, he's from Dragon Gate. Alejandro Saez, I don't know who that is, sorry. Anthony Bennett. Daivari's brother.
Oh, really?
Spanky. Cedric Alexander.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Tristan Archer, who's trained by Lance Storm. Someone named The Mac, but it's not Willie Mac, I don't think. Damian Slater. He's Slater's little brother, I'm assuming. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Drew or Gulak.
Okay.
Fabian Aichner. I don't know who that is. Because they have people from all over the fucking world.
Yeah.
Grand Metalik is Masquerade Dorada, if you remember him from New Japan.
Yeah, I do remember that guy, yeah.
Gushira, Harv Shira. No idea who this is. Someone named Ho Ho Lun. I don't know. but they're from Hong Kong. That's pretty cool.
I got a case of Ho Ho Lun.
Jack Gallagher. Who are you? I don't know Jack Gallagher. Black Gallagher, maybe.
Black Gallagher.
Jason Lee. So Brody's in this.
So Brody Bruce is in this. Okay.
Johnny Gargano. Kenneth Johnson. He sounds like a black person. Kota Ibushi. Lince Dorado. He's awesome. Mustafa Ali. Noam Dar from the UK scene. Raul Mendoza. Rich Swan. Gotta get Swan.
Oh, okay.
Sean Mulata. I don't know who that is. TJ Perkins. TJP. AKA Suicide. AKA Manic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tajiri. Tomasa Ciampa. Tony Nese. Tyson Dukes. And Zack Sabre Jr.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a good lineup of people. Some people I didn't recognize, but I'm excited to see them.
But they're going
to
be cruiserweight, so that means you're going to see flips, you're going to see flops, you're going to see fucking crazy shit that's going to go, oh! You're
going to have
fucking Daniel Bryan and Mauro Ranallo on commentary.
Is that, seriously?
Yeah, that's the commentary team.
Oh, my God. Stop it. I can only get so erect. Oh, my God. That's amazing. That's amazing. I had read Daniel Bryan was going to be a commentator. I didn't know Mauro Ranallo was going to be joining him. That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
Yeah, so I'm looking at these Nitros that they added. They added most of them from 2000. Let's see. Fucking, I watched Billy Kimmon, The Filthy Animals, bury Ric Flair in the desert, which I always heard about but never saw.
I don't remember that at all.
No one does, because no one was watching Nitro.
I guess not. When I watched it, I did like The Filthy Animals.
And I'm watching these Nitros, and it's like, Sting's a heel. And people say, Sting was never a heel in WCW. Sting was a fucking heel. But like, nobody's really a babyface. Everybody's a fucking heel. Because, like, the Filthy Animals are beating up Ric Flair and they're getting booed. But Ric Flair has, like, never been a babyface, especially in 90 fucking 7 to end of WCW.
Yeah.
Never a babyface, except when he's wrestling Bischoff. Mm-hmm. But Ric Flair always a heel. So I don't know. Everyone's a fucking heel on this fucking show. Like, nobody's a babyface.
Oh, my God.
I guess Goldberg is, like, the only babyface. I guess that's why he was so over in 99, because there were no babyfaces. Like, how can you cheer Hollywood Hogan?
Yeah, so I think it probably at that point, it's just like, you know, everybody in the back's probably like, this isn't going to go on for much longer. Who gives a shit?
Fucking outsiders are heel. Sting's a heel. Everybody on the show is a fucking heel.
I don't remember a heel Sting.
Yeah, he was a heel. He did a thing where he laid down for Hogan at fucking Halloween Havoc They did that shit. But yeah, Sting was.
That stuff was terrible.
Let's see. Sid Vicious, Shane Douglas. Yeah, like the Filthy Animals feud with the Revolution. And Revolution were clearly heels because they had fucking Shane Douglas as their leader.
Yeah.
And like, but they're booing the Filthy Animals and shit. Like, I don't understand why anybody. And they're like cutting heel promos. So I'm like, who's the baby face?
Who was the fourth? Was there a fourth dude in the Filthy Animals? There was, wasn't there? Was it Chavo?
K-Dog, Kidman, and Ray.
It was Eddie. Okay. I don't know why I didn't think it was Eddie. I could only think of Conan and Kidman and Rey Mysterio.
That was a version of Filthy Animals at one point when they got back together. And then Hoovy joined. And then they kicked him out. And then Disco joined.
There we go. God damn it. I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck.
It's cool, Jim.
So
I'm looking at these WCWs, and they actually had the fucking one before they did the reboot, where it's fucking Tony Schiavone and Scott Hudson or Mark Madden, one of the two fat fucks. Arena bullshitting for 2 hours.
Okay.
Showing recaps of the fucking history of WCW.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what was playing in the background.
Okay. So what was it like? Was that right before? Was that 99, you said?
2000.
Okay, so that's probably what, like right before WCW got bought or something?
A year before.
Well, I figured they were doing like a history of WCW episode.
No, they only have one 2001 episode up on the network. But soon they're going to have every Nitro up. So it's almost, it's almost done.
Yeah.
Now we got to get some thunder in this bitch.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right? It's weird they haven't put that up there yet.
Yeah. Fucking Thunder. That's my shit. I hope we're recording. Because it says we're recording. Recording on, monitoring. Okay. Yeah, we really need to upgrade this equipment, Jim.
you're telling me.
But yeah, so this Cruiserweight Classic, how excited are you about this shit?
I'm at a 10. I'm at a 10 right now.
Yeah, I'm at a 10 and a half.
Yeah. I'm so excited for this.
I'm trying to see, when is it first going to air? Goddamn, Hogan, sure. I don't have a date, but Rick Fincham is at the fucking tournament right now. He's watching that shit, or he was. I don't know if it's still going on. It's kind of late. But yeah, he took some pictures. Fucking Kota Ibushi in the building, Zack Sabre in the building.
Yeah.
Good ass shit.
Like, if most of these guys don't fucking wind up with jobs, like, after this, that's
pretty much all this is, a giant fucking tryout.
Yeah. Ibushi especially.
You gotta sign Bush.
You gotta fucking sign Kota Ibushi. Bush. Like, come on. Like, unless you hate money. I mean, go ahead, but I got a feeling they like money there, so. Yeah, with this brand split, I mean, they're gonna take,
I heard a rumor of at least 12 guys. Going up from NXT to the main roster.
Really? So
they're going to have to fill NXT with some decent fucking talent if they're going to keep NXT as a viable fucking brand.
Yeah.
So you got to have a fucking Zack Sabre and a Kota Ibushi.
Mm-hmm.
I want my Nakamura on the main roster fighting AJ Styles and Kevin Owens.
Yeah. Bobby Roode is fucking there.
Bobby Roode,
he is fucking there, dude. I am so excited. It was so cool to just have him, like, to just show him in such a nonchalant fucking way at NXT, just kind of like walk into the shot while fucking Regal's getting interviewed or whatever,
talking about
that nothing. Was awesome. Yeah, talking about nothing. Talking about absolutely nothing, just so fucking Bobby Roode can fucking walk through that hallway and just be like, hey,
walk that aisle.
Yeah. Did you watch the fucking Stone Cold podcast?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Still kind of shocked they mentioned TNA at all.
Yeah, because Stone Cold does what he wants.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know if he must have cussed or did something that they.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you saw what he said, if you saw it live, because I've watched it after there.
Yeah, I was watching it live, but I think it was like.
On a delay.
I think it was on a delay because it went silent for like 2 seconds. I'm like, what's going on? And he comes back and he's like, I'm sorry for that 4-letter words, but I feel you get at least 2 4-letter words for the price of $9.99 on the WWE Network.
But I think you're going to need to lay your shit in.
That's awesome. That's great. Just fucking let them say shit. Jesus Christ. Like, they say so much worse on that Camp WWE show.
They really do. They say whatever the fuck they want.
That's not a bad cartoon.
Yeah.
I've actually been kind of enjoying it. No, I haven't.
The best one. You have to watch this one. I was going to text you about it, but I'd rather say it on the show. So it's fucking this little kid. He's in the back, and they're like, we want kids to make signs. Him and his dad. They're like, who's your favorite wrestler? He's like, Dean Ambrose. I'm going to make a Dean Ambrose sign. And it's adorable because it's a little kid. And you're fucking new to wrestling. This is like all new and exciting. You're not jaded like us. So it's sweet to see that. So the kid's drawing his little DA anarchist sign. And who should walk in but AJ Styles? And the kid's like, oh my God, it's AJ Styles. He's like, oh, you're making signs? But I don't know what signs you're making. He's like, oh, that's a cool Dean Ambrose sign. He's like, I'm going to make AJ Styles sign next. Ooh, goddamn, it's going with the microphone. But he's like, I'm going to make AJ Styles sign next. And he's like, awesome. You know what? I'm wrestling Ryback tonight. So how about you make a sign about how Ryback can't grow hair? That's really funny, ain't it? And he's like, yeah, that's funny. And he writes a sign and says, he's like, make it real big so you can see it. And he's like, Ryback can't grow hair. And so AJ's like, I'll see you out there, buddy. And he leaves. And he finishes up his fucking sign. And Ryback walks in, so he takes the fucking sign and puts it in the corner. And he's like, hey, Ryback, oh my God. And he's like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, oh, that's a really cool sign. And he picks up the sign and is like, all right, let's write it on the back. And he's like, Ryback can't go hair. He's like, I'm so sorry. This kid almost shit his pants. Because Ryback saw that he made a sign disparaging to him. He was like, AJ made me do that. Like, AJ did that. Of course he did. It was like, how about this? How about AJ's hair looks stupid? And then he writes AJ's hair looks stupid sign, and AJ shows up, and the kid's just like, his brain is melting on the inside because he doesn't know what to do. He feels like both of these men are going to kill him. We're making signs, making fun of them. So AJ came back and told, oh, leave my phone here. And he was like, AJ's hair looks stupid. He was like, I'm sorry. He didn't know what to say because he can't just say, oh, Ryback told me to make that.
Right.
So it's adorable, and it's just like, you feel for the kid. Because imagine you, 9 years old, and fucking goddamn Ultimate Warrior makes you make a sign about goddamn Hulk Hogan being on steroids and shit on fucking Arsenio Hall.
My brain would have fucking exploded. Like, what do you want from me? Tell me what you want and I will do it.
Cause he just puts his hands up like he fucking surrendered, like, I don't know what to do anymore. I'm fucking done. It was great. Well,
yeah, that's probably like, you got swerved, you dumb kid.
The kid was one of the funniest because there was like one with fucking Randy Orton and Seth Rollins and this little gay kid. And oh, goddamn.
Oh,
is there a microphone on your fucking lapel or some shit?
Yeah, is it fucking up?
Yeah, it's rubbing all on your shirt and shit.
Sorry.
Static monster.
Yeah, I'll just try to hold it like that, I guess. Yeah, is that any better?
Hold it like it's a joint, like you're about to smoke it.
Yeah. Is that any better to hold it like that?
So much better.
Okay, cool.
There was another one with the little gay kid, Randy Orton, and Seth Rollins. And he was talking about how he could counter the RKO. So they're doing like a little kid interview with him. And he was like, and Tom Phil was like, go ahead, cut a promo on Randy Orton and tell him how you could counter the RKO. And so he was like talking shit on Randy Orton, and Randy walks up and puts him in a fucking cravat. And the kid just like loses his shit. And Randy's like, go ahead, counter the RKO.
You dumb gay kid. Oh, man. That sounds pretty good. I'm going to have to check that out.
And, of course, the best one, New Day and the Usos working at a fucking hardware
store. this is the little bit of it that I've seen, and it was pretty good.
So fucking funny, because they all automatically have, especially Jimmy Uso and Kofi, have such fucking chemistry with comedy together. It's so fucking funny.
Right.
It was dropping down for a discount day at the hardware store. It was like, if you drop it down, you get a discount, 60% off. And people weren't dropping it down for the discount. It's like, oh, y'all like to pay full price.
There's not, I can't see a lot of people who are going into hardware store like wanting to fucking shake ass. Like, that seems like that customer base is not looking to shake ass. Like, they're just like there to fucking get their home supplies, go home to their fucking shitty lives, fix a light at home, eat a sad dinner with their wife and kids. And then like, maybe kill himself.
The guy was like, I'm looking for some caulking tools. He's like, oh yeah, that guy's nowhere to find some caulk. He's a caulk expert.
I that's what I saw.
That was so fucking funny.
Hold on a second. I'm going to clip this to my... Sorry if this gets a little...
Yeah, it laces out.
Fucky, yeah.
They're there we showing go. Highlights of Brian Pillman and Jushin Liger from the first Nitro. Shout out to Brian Pillman.
Yeah, right?
That dude was the shit.
Mm-hmm. The best. Love that dude. I wish I had gotten to see more of him, but the first Raw I went to was the night after he died.
Yeah.
So, like, I had barely seen really any of Brian Pillman.
So you guys watched fucking Vince awkwardly interview his wife?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you feel right now?
Well, how
shut the fuck up.
Well, what do you how do you think she feels?
What are you gonna do now? Vince, really, bro? Like, this bitch's fucking husband just died. Like, suddenly. Not even, like, fighting shit. Just boom.
I heard, like, this was last year sometime. I think Mick Foley retweeted something. She was trying to get a hold of somebody from WWE to, like, help her out with some financial shit, because that woman that Brian Pillman was married to, I guess, wasn't this girl's mom. It was from another marriage.
So
and then the other Pillman. and her real mom had died. Melanie Pillman had just like taken fucking everything from like this girl and her fucking grandma and all this other shit. And she was like looking to WWE like, my dad did a lot for this company, please help me. Like, so I don't know how it turned out, but that's one of the last things I remember hearing of Pillman stuff.
Yeah.
But
I know David Arquette gave Melanie Pillman like all his money. Like Melanie Pillman and Martha Hart got all like his WCW money.
Oh really?
Like everything he made, he didn't keep any of it. He just gave it
to his wives. That's very cool, David Arquette.
Now the beard's hitting the microphone.
Is it? I'm trying to fucking...
Are you using the phone or using your tablet still?
I'm using my phone.
Okay, that's why the video quality is fucking impeccable.
Yeah, exactly.
You can just unplug the microphone. See how that sounds.
But if I unplug the microphone, it's just stuck on here.
Yeah. Just unplug
it. Like, unplug it, well...
Yeah, just unplug it from the phone.
Unplug the...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Any back good?
That sounds awesome.
Okay, cool.
That sounds fucking great. Cool. Remember I told you that the phones, they have double microphones for noise canceling.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it sounds perfect. With the tablet, sounds good. With the headphones, with the phone, not so much.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, okay. So let's talk about some wrestling. Did you watch Money in the Bank?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of it?
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Highlights, go.
Highlights, Dean Ambrose fucking cashing in Money in the Bank, fucking, you know, right after getting it and becoming the fucking champion.
Yeah, but it hurt my heart to not see Kevin Owens win Money in the Bank.
Yeah, because he could have been so shitty this entire year up until WrestleMania. He could have, like, he's right. Really, like, if you weren't going to do this thing with Dean Ambrose, he was really the only logical choice to win that. Because he's such a fucking effective heel, just like Seth Rollins was.
Yeah.
And he could be so fucking shitty with that fucking briefcase all year round.
just be such a fucking child, just a dick-headed child with that fucking briefcase. And it would have been great, but
that's not the Ambrose as the world champion, so.
But yeah, so it's, you know, it's not like a total loss, you know. It's not like fucking Sheamus winning it.
Oh, no,
you know?
That's a total waste.
Like fucking last year, that was a whole like waste of a year. Oh, yeah. You know? God, right. It was just painful. It was Sheamus. Painful.
Sheamus.
Shame. Shame.
Shame.
Shame. Shame us. Oh, man. Did he ever fucking shame us? And then to have his fucking little shitty clique beat the New Day at WrestleMania, I thought that was like, that was shit booking.
That was pretty like, awful. Just so they can get stunned.
Yeah, New Day had such a gigantic fucking entrance with the box of bootios and walking out of it and fucking dressing the fucking Dragon Ball Z.
So the story of WrestleMania was if you had an awesome entrance, you were going to lose. Because Sasha had an awesome entrance and she lost. Triple H had an awesome entrance, he lost.
Funny how he didn't lose against Sting.
That was a different WrestleMania, though.
I know, but still.
I think, but didn't he have like the only good entrance at that WrestleMania? Like nobody else had a special entrance except
at what 31. WrestleMania 31? No, Snow. Remember, Sting had like all the drums and shit like that, and the Wyatt family had like
all the scarecrows.
Yeah,
break dance the scarecrows. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. So.
I was kind of disappointed I didn't get an elaborate Bray Wyatt entrance this year at WrestleMania.
Yeah, that was kind of a waste.
So that was like the best part of the last 2 years of WrestleManias, especially the one in New Orleans with the fucking the band wearing fucking black death masks and shit.
Yeah, wearing the doctor mask from Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. Fuck yeah,
that was awesome.
I think I still have a picture of that on my computer somewhere.
What's that?
I still have a picture of that on my computer somewhere.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, yeah, Money in the Bank. The four-way tag team match was good up until like that last spot
where Big Cass was nowhere to be found and Gallows just had to stand there.
Uh huh. Yep.
I'm like, Gallows, why are you standing there? Just hit Big E and win.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh. This is a spot that was supposed to happen, and now we're waiting on fucking Colin Cassidy to get his big ass up on the fucking ring apron to get kicked off of it so New Day can win, and it just looked weird.
Yeah, because
but the whole, I mean, the match as a whole up until that point was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean,
because the Good Brothers didn't win, so I'm kind of sad.
Yeah, which is, I'm like, I'm just assuming here that they're going to keep the tag titles on the New Day until SummerSlam when it's like they've been champions for an entire year and then have them lose it.
Oh, they can beat the Demolition record.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, what's Demolition's record?
I think it's like 400 days or something.
Shit.
Take a look. I'm about to Google this shit now.
They got to take the titles off of them, man.
Why?
I feel like to have an effective tag team division, you've got to have some fucking competition there. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just seems like they've got to lose it.
You want to know what the picture for the old World Tag Team titles is on Wikipedia? What tag team is featured in that picture?
What tag team is featured?
Yeah.
Cesaro and Tyson Kidd.
They never had this tag. This is the old tag team titles. The one that
goes back to
the 70s.
Oh, Rocky Johnson and Tony Atlas?
No. John Cena alone with a tag team belt on.
God damn you.
Of all the tag team champions.
Seriously?
In the picture for Wikipedia is John Cena wearing that tag title.
God damn it. New Day needs to lose the titles, and they need to change the goddamn look of those titles.
Let's see. The longest reign was Demolition at 478 days.
Hmm.
what is that, like a year and a half?
Or? Yeah, that's about a year. Yeah, about a year and a half.
Yeah. That, I don't know. Like, I love New Day to death. Like, they've done a lot for tag team wrestling and stuff like that, but
it's like a year and 3 months. So they won in March of 88 and lost it in July of 89 to Tully and Arn.
It's just like, now we've got all these other tag teams coming in. I'm ready for somebody else.
Yeah.
At the titles.
But then you can't say WWE World Tag Team Champions.
But you can, though. They can't. Like, we're going to get back our WWE. Yeah.
Oh, I thought I was going on. My bad.
Well, I started once. I
didn't. Let's see. But, I've seen some of the longest reigning tag champions. Because Demolition has the longest reign ever. This lineage for this belt, the longest one is London and Kendrick. For the ones that the New Day have, they use that lineage. Because I guess they don't like their history, I guess.
Yeah.
Some of the longest champions are Demolition at 478, Valiant Brothers at 370, Mr. Fuji and Professor Tanaka at 337. Mm-hmm. And the British Bulldogs at 294. Let's look at the other WWE. You know the rest. Let's see. God damn it. The link was right there. It's under your face. So, Jim, give me your pick to win the Cruiserweight Classic. Give me your finals.
Finals. Final match.
New Day at 305, and the only person that's above them is Kendrick and London at 331. They just passed the Colognes at 280, Miz and Morrison at 250, Brian and Kane at 245.
Okay.
Yeah, and the Usos had it for 202. That's pretty long range, too.
Yeah, but see, it's like, that was back in the day when...
There were no tag teams?
There were no tag teams. Now there's tag teams. Like, they need to drop these belts.
With some of these fucking tag teams.
Get some chase going.
First champions, you know? Angle and Benoit, Edge and Ray, Los Guerreros, Team Angle. That's when fucking SmackDown was the shit.
Yeah.
Let's see. Eddie and Tajiri. The Basham brothers, remember them?
Yeah.
They started to go to shit. Rikishi and Sky Zuhadi, Charlie Haas and Rico. Then the Dudleys came to SmackDown. They won them. Kibben and Paul London. Kenzo Suzuki and Rene Dupree. Rey Mysterio and Rob Van Dam. They had the tag titles for a while. Basham Brothers, Eddie and Ray. Eminem. Legion of Doom, Animal and Heidenreich.
Legion of Doom? I hated that. God, I hated that. Like,
do you remember when Heidenreich raped Michael Cole?
No.
You never saw that? I didn't think it was supposed to be rape because it's like, that's too obvious. But every time I look it up online or people talk about it, that was him supposed to be getting raped by Heidenreich.
Wow.
Debut. He was reading him a poem and like he had him up against the wall and was grunting and sweating.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Michael Cole got raped on SmackDown on broadcast TV.
Yeah, this is in that period of time, I think, where I just completely gave up on watching WWE for like the longest time.
Let's see. MVP and Matt Hardy, Deuce and Domino, Miz and Morrison with their long reign, and Hawkins and Ryder.
Yeah.
The Colognes, Edge and Jericho, and Jericho. DX had it at a point.
Yeah. That always kind of ticked me off. Because, like, DX was never a tag team.
Yeah.
They were just, like, a three-person clique, you know?
Mm-hmm. They were two singles wrestlers that hung out together but weren't really a team.
Yeah, exactly.
Show Miz. Miz and Big Show. Heart Dynasty. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, let's look at some bad ones. Big Show and Kane. John Cena and The Miz. You remember that? No.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, that happened. I don't remember that either. let's see. David Otunga and Michael McGillicuddy had a little run ski for 90 days. This is all recent, so I don't remember Miz and Sandow having the tag titles. When did this happen?
Yeah, when Damian Sandow was his stunt double. Yeah. You don't remember them having the titles?
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, Miz was wearing both of them.
Okay. That's like, right, because he had the stunt titles.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. So, but, God, I meant, like, that was that's a fucking straight up real missed opportunity with fucking Damian Sandow.
Yeah, like, I mean, he's
like,
Damian
Sandow. Like, how the hell are you gonna have a guy be so fucking over with Miz and everything, and then give him the slammy for like the funniest shit of the year, and then just like after you break them up, nothing, you know? Like, that was a perfect time to fucking, like, shoot Sandow somewhere.
They're showing highlights of the Cruiserweights, and it's nothing but Eddie Guerrero, Dean Malenko, and Jericho, who are all in WWF at this point. And fucking Liger, who they fucking ruined when they made him have a piñata on a pole match.
Yeah. What was on a pole match?
Piñata.
I remember that fucking nonsense.
Now they're showing Benoit highlights, like, this guy's not in the company anymore. Let's celebrate how he fucked up. Good job, WCW.
God.
Now you want to highlight these guys.
I wish somebody back then had, like, bought WCW, but, like, they were able to stay in business. Like, that would have been cool. And, like, brought it back to being good again. You know, like, if they could, like if their legacy had, like, been like what TNA became, like, they could have went to Spike, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, which I think Spike was around at that point.
I'm looking at these results from the Cruiserweight Classic, and pretty much anyone you'd expect to win is winning.
Really?
Yeah.
Kota Ibushi.
Yeah, he's in the main event of one of the shows.
Yeah, boy.
And so, of course he's going over, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But, like, Brody Bruce, he lost his match. I'm just letting you know now. Oh, yeah, Tommaso Ciampa versus Johnny Gargano in an opening round match. That's crazy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So what do you think of, the AJ Styles win against Cena?
That was fucking great. I thought that was awesome. And he got hit with a magic killer by the Good Brothers.
Yeah.
And that match was good. And John Cena fucking couldn't lay a punch on AJ. AJ kept reversing everything. It was sweet.
It was a really good match. I liked it a lot. I know, like, some of the guys I was watching it with was like, it's like, that's good, but, you know, they shouldn't have had, you know, Carl Anderson and Gallows coming out. I'm like, no, that's exactly what they should have, because they're a fucking gang.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly the way it should have went down. AJ's playing the heel here, you know?
Of course, of course. What'd you think of the apology the next night?
That was pretty funny. Awesome. That was a real condescending fucking apology.
And they give Carl Anderson more mic time.
Yeah, yeah.
And a win.
And I guess I saw on NXT in 3 weeks... Finn Balor versus Shinsuke Nakamura. That's my ringtone now. So I'm thinking, like, once, you know, Shinsuke, you know, they have the match. Shinsuke's going over. Finn Balor's on his way to the fucking main roster. He's about to join his Biz Cliz brothers. Ooh, sweet.
Boom.
And I'm thinking, like, he's gonna join up with AJ Styles and everything, but I think eventually at some point they're going to do a fucking, like, usurping storyline where Finn Balor's like, hey, I fucking created this. Me and fucking Anderson created this. I'm the fucking leader. I'm the fucking, like, the OG gimmick. Fucking leader. Get the fuck out, pretender. You came in right after me, you know?
Fucking pretender.
So, that's what I'm... Bat fake, you know? But yeah, that's what I think. I feel like that's gonna happen. I just got a feeling. But with the brand split, and they keep fucking bringing up splitting teams. Absolutely not.
What do you mean? Absolutely not. Thing of tag teams?
Yeah.
You think tag teams should be drafted together?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Fucking Enzo and Cass just got there. Fucking.
Yep, but Big Cass is tall and has long hair. You know, Vince's fetish.
Yeah, fucking Gallows and Anderson just fucking got there. What are you gonna do with fucking two separate Usos? You know, we talked about this before. Like, they're gonna be a tag team till the day they fucking die.
Or one, you know, quits, which would,
or one would be Jay. Yeah. Which I don't know how the hell they're like. What are you gonna do with two Usos? What are you gonna do with fucking separate members of your fucking biggest team possible with the New Day?
New Day.
Split up the New Day. Oh, come on.
I'm going to get my booty-os.
Yeah. All the fucking money you're making from that fucking merchandise and you're going to split them up? Give me a fucking
break. They should do a spinoff of booty-os and call it Fruity Booty-os. The regular rings have fruity rings.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fruit booty.
WWE, I'm available. Send me a check. Rock Wrestling Podcast at gmail.com.
Big E fucking had like the funniest goddamn tweet the other night. I cannot fucking remember what he said, but it killed me. It was so fucking funny.
Was it about booty?
No. Might have been.
Was it his socks with Sasha Banks' face on it?
No. I did see that. That's fucking hilarious. He fucking made socks with that picture.
And the boss is back in the building.
Yes. Oh my, thank fucking God, dude.
Yeah.
Was she injured?
Yes and no. She was injured at one point, but she wasn't injured the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she got kneed in the face by the black referee who went down for a count and got like a fucking concussion probably, but you know, they're quiet about that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, we just want to keep her off TV because she's so over that we just don't want her to be sitting around doing nothing on TV. So she just do nothing at home or on house shows.
Yeah.
So that's where she's been. She's been on live events.
Okay. Well.
Are you excited for the brand split? Are you going to be watching live SmackDowns now?
I will be watching. Yes, I will be watching live SmackDowns now. I'm excited for this brand split. I'm excited for it as long as they don't split up the tag teams, because that was one of the problems I had with the original brand split. And also, I don't know, like, so I've heard a bunch of people say, like, oh, you know, they need a separate championship from SmackDown.
They're most likely getting a separate championship, which is probably going to be something that's coming out of this three-way. Because the draft is on Tuesday, and then the pay-per-view is on the following Sunday. So, whatever the fuck happens, expect some fucked-up finish that ends up with two fucking belts.
Yeah.
So, who knows? Which I think is dumb.
It's real dumb. Like, why don't... Like, when they first did the brand split, I thought it was good that they had the one that... You're still under the WWE umbrella.
What the fuck do you call the second belt? Because you know the name is going to be stupid.
Oh, yes, thank you. Like, all I can think of is it's called the SmackDown Heavyweight Championship. That's all I can fucking think.
Which sounds dumb.
Yes, very dumb. Or to have two WWE World Heavyweight Championships. That's even dumber.
You call it the Global International Heavyweight Championship, something stupid like that. Anything you call it is going to be stupid.
If you're the champion, you should be able to work all the time. Two nights in a row, three nights in a row, a week in a row, like several weeks in a row. They need to be on Raw and SmackDown both. Like, they have to go between the shows. Yeah. Same thing, I think, with the tag team titles. the U.S. title can stay on Raw, or the U.S. Yeah, I would say U.S. title is going to be on Raw. IC title is going to be on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. Keep those on those separate shows.
Yeah.
But like those two, like kind of, you know, major titles.
Pop quiz. Who's the Intercontinental Champion?
Oh, shit. Oh my God. Why are you telling? Oh, my God.
Exactly.
It's the Miz. Yeah. Yes. Which I don't know. I've kind of enjoyed him, like, not being there and sending in those videos and shit. I'm a Miz fan now. Like, how fucked up is that in this? That I'm a fan of the Miz now.
They put the belt on Miz when they knew he was going to go be making a Fifth Marine movie. Yeah, so since you're like, a fan of the Miz, how about we review a Miz movie?
We were reviewing this movie, yeah.
Okay, we can do Christmas Bounty. We can do Santa's Little Helper, which I think I have both of them. Or we can do Marine 3. We should probably do Marine 3 before we do Marine 4, even though they aren't really related to each other except in this place, the same character.
Yeah. Was 4 the one called Hard Target, or is that this new one?
Moving Target? Yeah, that was 4.
Oh, Moving, that's Hard Target.
Let's see, the Marine.
Well, because we've already
Marine 4 done. Is Moving Target. Marine 5 is Battleground.
Marine 5, okay.
Marine 3 is Homefront. The Marine 2 is the one with Ted DiBiase Jr. For some fucking reason.
That's so, I felt that was so weird. I thought that was weird. And I wasn't even like actively watching it.
I think the Marine 1 is on demand. We haven't watched that. And that's like the first one.
Yeah. Kind of surprised they haven't put their movies on the network. That seems weird, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why they haven't done that.
Because they don't want people to see that shit.
I guess. I don't know. Maybe there's some kind of something legal. Like, even though it's WWE Studios, they don't completely own it, so they can't put it on the network. I don't know.
I think there's like a Mark Henry movie coming out. We got to go back to the list of movies. We got to pick a movie, Jim, because I got to review a movie.
Let's do Marine 3.
Marine 3, Homefront?
Yeah. Which is that the one with Summer Rae in it too, or is that
No, four? That's 4.
Okay.
So I got to download Marine 3.
Yeah, we'll do Marine 3.
We can record
it's not Christmas. we could say Santa's Little Helper.
It's Christmas in July, Jim.
Christmas in July. Okay, well, you know what? All right, fuck it. You already got it. We'll do the one with Miz and Paige.
Let me double check, make sure I have it. Okay. But I'm checking to see what movies are coming out. Marine 5 is going to have everybody in it. Fucking Miz, Maurice, Heath Slater, Curtis Axel, Bo Dallas, and Naomi.
What?
Yeah, they're all in that.
In this fifth one?
In the fifth one, yeah. That's why they're not on TV.
So that's where the fucking Social Outcasts have been. Yep. Okay. I'm still waiting for fucking for a heel turn for Zack Ryder and fucking taking over the Social Outcast, him being the fucking OG or Social Outcast, you know.
We still got Interrogation starring Miz and Miz, starring Edge and Lana coming out sometime this year.
Edge and Lana.
Yeah. And we got the second Scooby-Doo WrestleMania WWE film called Curse of the Speed Demon. Which how I guess this is like Wacky Races meets fucking WWE, because there's like a bull car, which I'm guessing is The Rock. Undertaker's like driving like a coffin or some shit. It's like a souped up mystery machine.
And Dick Dastardly and his dog Muttley in the.
I didn't know Shaggy had a last name.
Oh yeah, I don't remember, but yeah.
Let's see who's in this new one. Michael Cole, Primo and Epico, Masquerita Dorada, I guess. Oh, that's fucking Torito. Goldust, Kofi, Lana.
This is a movie?
It's an animated movie. Taker, Triple H, Cody. I guess he's going to be Stardust, but it is listed as Cody Rhodes. Stephanie's in it. Miz, Paige, Dusty's in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Shows how long it takes to make an animated movie.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Damn. That's a bummer.
Last appearance of Dusty Rhodes is going to be in a Scooby-Doo cartoon.
Yeah. wrap your heads around that, ladies and gentlemen.
Then there's Temple starring Seth Rollins. I can't wait for that to come out.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what he was doing before he came back. Let's see. The next one with Mark Henry coming out. I don't even think Mark Henry's even deep in this movie because I think I saw the trailer for it with fucking Harvey Dent going around trying to find the kind of exercise demons and shit.
I guess. Aaron Eckhart?
Yeah.
I thought he was a bigger star than that, that he wouldn't have. Nonsense. What's going on? What the hell?
Yeah.
I thought he was a bigger star than this.
WWE landed Two-Face.
That's a good get, I guess. Like, I don't know the current landscape of Hollywood, but like that's a good get.
So let's double check to see what Miz movie we're going to be reviewing next week on this lovely podcast that the world needs. Now, I double check on my Miz movies. Jim, what did you think of the Hardy Boys video that we're late to the bus on because everybody's already talked about it?
Oh, man. It was the most fucking bizarre thing I've ever fucking seen, I think. Just with Matt Hardy's weird fucking, like, half British, like, almost like Kelsey Grammer fucking accent. Like, and that fucking hair, dude. His hair is fucking... He looks like a... Ming, right when he left WCW and came back to WWE as Haku, when he had that gigantic fro.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, I don't know, who is that girl? Is that Matt Hardy's wife?
Yeah, that's Rebby.
Okay. Because that part was funny as hell when she tossed that fucking baby to Jeff Hardy and it's like, it's a fake baby. And then he fucking like.
He hit him with a bottle that came from nowhere. Like, yeah. If you watch that video, he gets in the ring with nothing but the fucking... He didn't have anything in his hand. Like, he gets in the ring, and then Jeff turns around and gets hit with a bottle. Like, where did the bottle come from? There wasn't a bottle in the ring.
I didn't even think about that. I don't know. Maybe he had it in his pocket?
Maybe. It was like a vase, though. It was fucking gigantic.
Yeah. Maybe he's wearing Jankos, huh?
Oh, also, on the network, have you noticed that it has the autoplay feature now?
I did, yeah.
That's so fucking sweet.
Yeah.
About fucking time. 2 years later, goddammit.
Like, I need to be fucking like.
Like, I gotta go back to the fucking next episode of fucking Raw to watch it.
Yeah. That's the kind of fucking issue I'm having. This streaming service I got called CISO.
What is that?
It's all like ad free fucking comedy. It's got every single Saturday Night Live, every single.
Link a nigga? What the fuck?
Do what?
I said Link a nigga.
Oh, dude, I'll give you my fucking password and everything for it if you want.
Yeah, no problem.
It's got every SNL, every Kids in the Hall, including the limited series they did a couple years ago, Death Comes to Town.
Mm-hmm.
Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
What's it called? CISO?
CISO, yeah.
Spell it for me.
SEESO.
Okay.
And I'll text you my login after we're done on here. But it's that, and then it's got all of 30 Rock, all of Parks and Rec, and then like a bunch of original stuff that they've done. They've got a show it was produced by Thomas Lennon and Ben Graham from Reno 911.
Okay,
It's called Bajillion Dollar Properties, okay. And it's a reality show spoof of like the Million Dollar Listings, like shows like that, like the real estate kind of reality shows they've been doing lately.
And Wyatt Cenac has a show. I love Wyatt Cenac.
Wyatt Cenac. Yeah, he's got a show on there. This dude Jonah Ray, who was on Nerdist for a while with Chris Hardwick, he's got a new show. Hard dick. But he's got a new show that just went up on there called Hidden America. And it's another mockumentary series where it's like an Anthony Bourdain kind of show.
Okay.
Where he goes and like goes to different cities and does this, but it's all staged and there's a bunch of silly shit that happens. It's really funny. I watched all of it. It was pretty good.
With the Saturday Night Live, do you get the concerts with it?
I don't know if the music performances are with it. I haven't.
Is it the full episodes or is it like the chopped up versions that you get like on fucking Hulu?
You know, honestly, I don't know why I haven't went and like sat down and watched any SNL, so I really don't know how they've got it on there.
Okay.
I'm gonna say it might be like the chopped up versions like they had on Netflix for a while.
Okay.
But since it is an NBC platform, I'm gonna say it's not, and maybe it does have the musical performances and stuff on
there. Because I watched the fucking The Rock episode, this first one. And I used to have it on tape because I taped it when it first aired, and I watched it all the time. I knew every sketch that was on there, and it was like they skipped like five sketches. Yeah.
Nick Cottrell, I think, might have been my favorite sketch on that episode.
Yeah,
either that or when he was the other what was it, Mr. Peepers?
Yeah.
Oh man. That was, shit was hilarious.
Okay, I think I found the fucking SmackDown with Benoit versus goddamn Triple H. I think they put it up finally.
Oh, word.
Let's see. Rikishi's got fucking killed with an unprotected chair shot. Yeah. And Big Show puts up his hands like a pussy.
I was kind of, you know what? I was really happy whenever Dean Ambrose came up from behind on Seth Rollins and like went for a headshot. with the briefcase. Yeah. I think like headshots, do headshots, just fucking put your hands up, you know?
Like, I hate like people are like, oh yeah, that shit looks fake, but it's like, that's a part of wrestling to me. Like, whenever we would play wrestling, when we would get hit with stuff, we would always put the hand up because that's just like, it's wrestling. Like, the only people that care about wrestling being fake are people that don't watch wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. Like
I won't take that as a criticism as to why you hate wrestling. Like, I will take any reason in the world except because it's fake.
Yeah.
Because that's a bullshit reason. Like,
everything's fake. If you want to just say, oh, no, that's just stupid or, you know, whatever, it's like, that's fine. Okay.
If you say it's too overdramatic or it's too violent or it's too long, any of those are valid criticisms.
Fake is not an option when you don't like wrestling because TV shows are fake.
Movies are fake. Everything on TV is fake.
Yeah, yeah.
If there's a camera in front of somebody, that shit is fake.
Yeah.
Like you watch reality shows with fucking people on it, and they're just talking about what the fuck they just saw. Like, nobody talks about shit that just happened. Shut the fuck up.
Like, so you can tell me wrestling is fake, but you can sit there and fucking watch The Bachelorette week after fucking week and actually believe this fucking nonsense? Fuck you, man. Like, you're a real hero for telling me it's fake. Ron Funches has a great fucking bit about this, about like people telling him that wrestling is fake, and he's like, well, no shit. What kind of psychopath would I have to be to believe that these men are beating the hell out of each other over a minor difference? Look it up. It's a great bit. Like he's talking, I think he brought up Jake the Snake in it at one point. Like, this guy's got a snake. Oh, it's fake? No shit. Like, it's
okay. All right, now before we go, we do have to talk about the main event.
Yes.
Everybody high, just watch X-Men. Boom. X-Men Apocalypse. A Niggalypse. What the fuck is going on? Tell me what you thought about X-Men Apocalypse.
I thought it was fantastic. There were like a couple little fucking nitpicks I had. Mm-hmm. Overall, I thought it was a great fucking movie.
You know what's my big nitpick?
Not Enough Jubilee or Four Horsemen. What was it?
No, those are minor nitpicks. The big nitpick is, when did this become the fucking Mystique show?
Good point. It's a good point. Yeah, it's a solid point. Because it's like, at first it was the Wolverine show.
Yeah.
In the first movie. And now it's like, because Jennifer Lawrence is such a fucking huge star with the Hunger Games and all that other shit.
Mm-hmm. Like, movies I've never seen and never will see.
It's really, she has fucking X-Men to thank for everything she's got right now. Because she wasn't hardly in, I don't know if the first Hunger Games came out before or after First Class?
It came out after, because I was in Chicago when Hunger Games came out, and I was in Kansas City when First Class came out.
Right. So, like, she really, like, everything after that, she owes to the X-Men. So, but, yeah.
I think, as far as small nitpicks go, if we're going to talk about the bad first. I think the action sequences could be filmed a bit better, save for the fucking anything with Quicksilver. That's always awesome.
Yeah.
But, like, a lot of the fight scenes could be more than just extreme close-ups of fucking Psylocke doing a superhero landing. Just more like showing off how you can do their powers in a fight and make it look really, really good and exciting. Yeah. But I don't know. Other than that, I thought it was dope. I thought it was awesome in the end. And when they're in the danger room, and you finally get their fucking costume.
Oh, Cyclops, I know. And we're in the danger room. Cyclops. The sentinels start walking out. Oh, my God. Fucking marked out like a motherfucker when I saw that shit. I was by myself, man.
Weapon X with the mullet.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Weapon X. With the fucking helmet. And they had everything on him from the books. That was fantastic to fucking see. Oh, my God. Like, I don't even care that it's like, I guess since they did Days of Future Past, like, they can pretty much do anything they want.
Right? They fucking killed their own timeline that they fucked up.
Yeah, so they can say, yeah, Jean and Scott and Nightcrawler were the guys who opened his fucking cage and he fucking bolted, you know? Why not?
Yeah. Jubilee got left behind.
Yeah, Jubilee got left behind, which I thought was kind of like, which I thought was kind of fucked up, because I remember seeing production stills with all four of them.
Yeah, but that's when they were going to the mall.
Yeah, Jubilee inside Nightcrawler. But
it sucks. I know people that Jubilee is their favorite X-Men.
Yeah.
And if you're a Jubilee fan, you have to be pissed.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. I never really
had A-line.
Uh-huh. She's their new Colossus.
Yeah. She shows up, she wears her yellow jacket, and then she gets knocked out by a fucking sonic boom.
Yeah. I know the next movie they're talking about is going into the 90s, X-Men, which is cool. But I'm kind of...
You gotta have a real Mona Me in the 90s.
Mona Me? Yeah, dude. I can't wait to fucking... I wish they could fucking get this shit going. They keep, like, having fucking director problems and shit.
Quit teasing me with a goddamn Gambit movie. Fucking Gambit and Deadpool's on shelves, by the way. I gotta cop that shit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
They're coming out with an issue of Spider-Man Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's number 6, and it's being written by the host of Comedy Bang Bang, Scott Aukerman.
Okay.
He wrote one of the stories in the Death of Deadpool issue. And, like, he wrote one, and then this other dude, Jason Manzoukas, wrote a story for him in that issue. Like, a lot of comedians fucking love Comedy Bang Bang, or a lot of comic writers, like, and artists, like, really like Comedy Bang Bang. They even, when I'm, like, listening to the show, they're talking about it, and it's like they had slipped in, like, one of the inside jokes from the show.
Okay.
Into books and shit, and, like, it's... Like they know their comics, so like I'm anxious. I want to get that issue just to at least read that, because I bet it's really fucking
funny. I need comics to read at work, because work gets fucking boring, especially on Saturdays, and especially in the afternoons when the fucking team across the way steals our fucking TV. Like, it pisses me off so fucking much, because they just fucking flip the TV around. It's not even their TV. They have a TV behind them, but they want a TV that they can look up at. Fuckers, look at the TV behind you, goddammit.
Huh. Turn your fucking desk around.
Yeah.
That's what you get for sitting in a shitty place in this place. Pick a better spot to sit, dummy.
Shit.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But X-Men.
We got Bald Charles. I love how we had fucking Hungry Like the Wolf Xavier.
Yes.
With his fucking mullet and his glasses and shit.
Yeah, that was awesome. I will say, like, one of my favorite parts in this movie was when Apocalypse and Psylocke and Magneto, or no, it was Storm. It was Storm. I don't think they had gotten Magneto yet.
Mm-hmm.
But when they went to go get Angel to turn him into Archangel,
mm-hmm.
and they played the Four Horsemen by Metallica, as he's getting his metal wings, when they fucking, they hit that fucking solo in that song and he's got fucking getting the metal wings. I'm like, oh my God, this is a fuck. Oh, I flipped the fuck out, dude. It was so metal. And
he proceeded to do nothing else for the rest of the movie.
I know. Yeah.
It was so sad. I'm like, he got his fucking tattoos on his face and shit. I can understand why they make him blue because they have like five blue people in his movie.
I don't understand why they killed him at the end. That's what I don't.
Like, did they kill him?
I think.
He blew up, didn't he?
I think so, yeah.
That sucks.
Because Psylocke and everybody else lived except for him. I'm like, why the fuck did you kill him off?
Yeah, he's one of the original X-Men.
Yeah, and he's supposed to fucking hook up with Psylocke anyway. So, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Poor Angel. He always gets shit on in these fucking movies.
Yeah.
They shit on a lot of people in these movies, to be honest.
Yeah.
I guess if you're a Colossus fan, you got your Deadpool movie, so you got your Colossus for real.
I got my actual Colossus, yeah. See, that's why I want them to fucking get back to modern times so we can fucking have Deadpool in there and have good Colossus as a part of the X-Men.
Yeah.
You know? That's why I wish they'd hurry up and fucking get back to, like, modern day and then, like, I don't know, you can... You know, bring back Kelsey Grammer as Beast and fucking, you know, they're recasting Wolverine anyway. So,
Recasting Wolverine?
Yeah, you don't know that?
No.
Yeah, the Wolverine, the third Wolverine movie is going to be his last time as Wolverine. And apparently, from what I keep hearing, they're going to do Old Man Logan.
Focus on my computer. We'll see. I didn't see the second Wolverine movie. I want to see fucking Wolverine in his fucking suit.
Yeah.
Didn't they have a suit in the Wolverine?
In the Wolverine in that second movie, there was a deleted scene that he fucking popped open a fucking trunk and it had the brown costume in it.
That's dope.
And that's it. You didn't see him put it on or anything. It was just,
like,
he opened it up.
Why the fuck not? That was like one of the most iconic comic book costumes. And it's like, we've never seen it on film.
That's kind of like, I like the yellow costume, but I think I like the brown costume more.
I don't give a fuck. So long as he has the fucking Wolverine face and shit. And
right.
A goddamn superhero costume. Superheroes are superheroes for a reason.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad at the end of this X-Men they fucking teased, like, actual, like, costumes.
Fucking Cyclops had the fucking thing across the
system. Yes. Quicksilver had the big X going all the way down his chest.
I just wish Jean had a Phoenix somewhere on her fucking costume.
Yeah, that would
just
been
at least
cool.
A little one, just something. Just give me a little. You don't have to go all. Just give me.
Yeah.
Right on the tip.
Just gotta kiss it. Oh, dude, that was so badass when she fucking went Phoenix on everybody. That was so fucking dope.
You brought all these people. You only needed to bring one bitch.
I love Nightcrawler's costume.
Yeah.
He had the fucking the weird shoulder things.
It looked like Nightcrawler.
Looked like fucking Nightcrawler. He looked like fucking Pete Best from Fallout Boy Nightcrawler with the fucking like emo hair.
Pete Wentz.
What did I call him? Pete Best?
Not the best.
Oh my God. Did you listen to that fucking new Ghostbusters theme?
No, I didn't. Is it any good?
Oh.
Ugh. Did Fallout Boy do the Ghostbusters theme?
Dude, it is. Not even like a cover of the theme. It's Fallout Boy and Missy Elliott, and it's god fucking awful.
You love Missy Elliott.
I couldn't even make it all the way through. No, not anymore. not no more. You don't. This. If you had any love for Missy Elliott, if you have any bone in your fucking heart in your body, this will kill it. This will end that love. It is so bad. I think I wrote on Twitter, this is what happens when mediocrity takes a giant diarrhea shit on failure. It's so bad. And I don't, the thing with this Ghostbusters is, like, I don't give a shit if it was all women, if it was all men, two men and one woman, three men and one woman, three women and one man,
two dogs, a gorilla.
yeah, three dogs and a cat. I didn't give a fuck. I don't want them to fucking make another Ghostbusters. It was already perfect. It was fine the way it was. You know, we didn't need it rebooted. Why? And then Melissa McCarthy is like the fucking, like one of the most unfunny fucking people I can think of. And every, you know what?
I don't know. Jeff Dunham walks this earth.
I like Kristen Wiig. I like Leslie Jones and God damn it, I cannot think of her fucking name.
I don't know who's in that movie.
Yeah, it's like a lot. It's like three Saturday Night Live people and then Melissa McCarthy.
Annie Potts.
No, not Annie Potts. I'll think.
Sigourney Weaver.
I'll think of her name once we're off the fucking air, I'm sure. But Kate McKinnon. That's it.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Okay. She's very funny, really good with impressions and stuff. She's very funny on SNL. Same, you know, with those other three. Melissa McCarthy just doesn't fit in. If I was going to do this, I feel like if you were going to do this, you needed to get, like, first, it, like, your base, your Ray Stans, and your Peter Venkman your Ray Stans and your Egon Spengler had to be Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
Is Melissa McCarthy, is she Venkman?
No, she's supposed to be like Egon, I think. She's supposed to be like Ray, and then Kristen Wiig is Egon, I think.
No, I think Kristen Wiig is Venkman, man.
No, because like I think sexy one, right? Kate McKinnon is supposed to be like Venkman, because she's like she's the more like crazy one of them, you know. From the trailers I've seen.
Last trailer I saw fucking Melissa McCarthy's in Mass Hysteria, so I just assumed.
Yeah. And then Leslie Jones is Winston because black.
Because it was black, so, yeah.
Because black.
And she comes later.
But that's the thing, is like, okay, like I would have been like Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Retta from Parks and Rec. And
Retta from Parks and Rec. What's her name?
Like one of the funniest fucking women. Oh my gosh, she's so fucking funny.
Almost like Wreck, Wreck.
she's so funny, and like her, and I've seen her stand up like years ago.
What's before her name?
Retta. That's it.
She doesn't have a last name.
She just got the one name.
Oh, her name is Retta? That's the fucking actor's name?
Yeah.
Oh, the black bitch.
Yeah.
You didn't even say that. You should have said the black bitch.
Well, I didn't want to fucking be a dick.
Well, we're trying to find a distinguishing characteristic.
And the black one.
Black one. God damn
it. Bunch of shit, Paul. And then I would have put in...
Mountain.
I would have put in fucking Aubrey Plaza, bro.
Yeah, because Aubrey Plaza is awesome.
It's fucking great, man. Like,
no, did you watch Orange Is the New Black season 4?
I have not watched Orange Is the New Black season 1, so no, I have.
God damn it, Jim! You love Donna Penciotti.
I do, and I know. Everybody keeps telling me she gets fucking naked in it, and I'm
she
like,
she doesn't get fucking naked in it.
Well, she like goes topless or something.
I don't think you see her titties. I don't think so.
Really? I don't know. That's what everybody keeps fucking telling me about.
But you do see big titty white women doing some of that lesbian shit.
Look at me. Look at me, you sloppy bitch. I've just watched Mallrats last Sunday. I've been like on when I work Sunday morning brunch. Mm-hmm. I've been loading movies on my phone because it's like, it's always so slow. And so a lot of times I'm just kind of standing there waiting for dishes to come back. And so I've just started getting in the habit of loading movies on my phone and shit. And I just watched Mallrats on Sunday because I hadn't seen it in so long.
Yeah.
And it was the recut one. So.
Oh, the one with the extra scenes and shit?
The one that makes sense.
So. On my DVD, the one I rented from Blockbuster, when I was still renting movies from Blockbuster, the fucking theatrical cut wouldn't play. So I only could watch the the extended version. Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to think. There were different motivations in the extended one. Like, there was something... Oh, yeah, because he fucked up that party instead of telling the bitch to go swim laps.
Yeah, there was that whole thing with the party, and then... And then, yeah, the Julie Dwyer stuff was just, like, just wasn't there in the recut, I don't think.
And that's what tied it to Clerks. That's what made it a sequel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It just, like, started out right there with T.S. breaking up with Brandy.
Yeah.
And, like, that's it, you know? And then he goes over to Brody's house.
And Brandy's fucking delivery on that scene is fucking terrible.
Yeah, she's... Yeah, Claire Forlani was never... She was pretty.
She had the fattest ass. And then she kept the fattest ass. And she just died.
There's that part where she's like, and... Well, and
yeah,
like,
that's it.
Pause and like turns her head to like grab her forehead, and then she died right in mid backstroke. Yeah, it was a weird
delivery. Fucking dead.
She's fucking dead. But dude, like, Claire Forlani, like, she was always like really good looking, but she was never that good.
I don't even know anything else she's in.
Mystery Men.
Oh, okay.
I can name that right off the top of my head.
All
right. She's in something else too.
Well, Janine Garofalo is the woman in that, so there's really no point in anything else.
Yeah. But she's the love interest of Ben Stiller in that movie.
I thought Janine Garofalo was.
No. In Michigan? No. No, Mr. Furious was in love with this waitress at the fucking diner that him and the shoveler.
Damn, and, bitch had a lot of credits. Like, I didn't even know she was in all this shit.
Him and the shoveler and Blue Raja. Like, went to that fucking diner, like, after they fucking, you know, did patrol and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, like, fucking hit on her. I love Mystery Men. Like, everybody can go fuck themselves.
I like that. Mystery Men. This shit has Kel in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's got Kel in it. Kel and Pee-wee fucking Herman. And,
yeah.
Like, William H. Macy fucking... that movie's great. Like,
anything even William H. Macy.
That's like one of the fucking earliest things Dane Cook ever did.
Fuck
Dane. And it was only a small. It was when they were having tryouts.
Mm-hmm.
He was the waffler.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. When he walked up,
waffled his belly.
No, he had like. Remember, he had like.
Yeah.
It was like two waffle irons tied together, supposed to be like nunchucks or some shit. And he had like with this griddle of justice, I can bash the enemy in the face, or I can burn them like so. And he like puts it up against his face.
Oh, yeah, but he burned his face.
Yeah.
That's it. We got nothing else to talk about, Jim.
Yeah. Ended on Mystery Men.
Yeah. You want to play some video games later?
Maybe I was actually thinking about running up to the bar for a little bit.
All right. So. Yeah, it's cool. I'm gonna jerk off and play some video games, but you can find Jim at the bar later on, or you can follow him on Twitter at Sweet Jim Reaper.
Follow me.
You can follow Myman at Myman Fishbomb. Congratulate him on his little bundle of joy.
There you go, bub. Give me a fucking strong nephew or niece.
The bundle is small, but I love my job.
Yes. New job. Marge is pregnant. love that. Hey, Homer, way to get Marge pregnant. This is getting very abstract, but thank you. I do enjoy Bowling Alley.
Now I have to go watch that shit.
Oh man, thank
you. Every episode of Simpsons is on demand, so.
Oh, I know. I've been watching them. So
thank you, but yeah. Comcast.
So yeah, follow me, follow Myman, follow
T Bird Black at
T Bird Black,
T-Bird Black
at Rock Wrestling Podcast.
And then you can send us emails if you want to be a guest on this show, rockwrestlingpodcast@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Podcast Addict, Podomatic, Pod Directory, Podbean, Pod Pussy,
Pod People.
Walk like pod, talk like people.
Walk like pod, talk like people.
That's it for our show. So for Nigger Jim, I'm Tyler Black. This has been another episode of The Rock.
And by God, wrestling motherfucking bitch, too sweet.
Boom. I saw a guy in an NWO shirt, and I tried to sweet him on the street, but he didn't even do it. But then the other day, I saw a dude walk, like, I think it was today, I saw a guy wearing a Four Horsemen shirt, so I threw up four fingers for him.
Yeah.
That's so it, we're out, guys. Diamonds are forever, and so is Nigga Jam.
Why we put you here, or your automation for individuality. A notch on my belt is how you shall exist. A notch on my bedpost is how you shall exist. And no more, no less for the common good. That's you, American womanhood. That's you, American womanhood.
Thank you.